Hello.
Hi, Kayana. This is Abigail from Family First Care. I'm on the phone with the service coordinator now.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, hi. Is this Ms. Nixon?
Yes, this is she.
Is this Ms. Nixon?
Yes, this is she.
Okay, hi. This is Ebony, your service coordinator. For HIPAA verification, could you please verify your full name, date of birth, and address?
321-77.
Your full name and address, please.
I'll just say Kiana Nixon, 321-77.
And I need your address.
5003 Erringer Place, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Okay, thank you for the verification. So I just want to call to get some type of clarification. I just received a phone call from this provider agency, which is totally different from the agency that you gave me. When I was at your home, I spoke to Abraham, and you were going with another agency. This agency is different, and she told me that she spoke to your caregiver.
Ebony, let me stop you right now. I didn't know that's what you was calling for because I just hung up a keystone, and I thought you was calling me because they just sent your supervisor email because I couldn't reach you. You wasn't reaching out to me, and you wasn't answering your phone. So that's why I thought
so
you
do
was
you,
calling.
No. So two things.
The agency that's on the phone with you, I don't know why they called you to put you on the phone. They called me last week,
okay.
And I told them I'm not on with them. I'm with America.
Okay. One second, Ms. Nixon. So two things. I don't know if you forgot, but remember when I was at your house, I can't call you for some reason. My supervisor is aware of that, and it's in the system. So we had determined when I left if I needed to get in touch with you, I would go through Abraham because I asked you, did you want me to call your daughter, which would be your caregiver? You said no. I said, okay, if I get any information, for example, when your hours are approved, I will have to talk to the agency, and the agency will have to let you know to call me because, remember,
I
called you
that,
several times.
Exactly.
Right.
That's what you said.
So that's why
you
haven't – yeah, no, I just want to – okay, but
I called you off of another phone, too. You keep trying to make your point. I hear you. I remember what you said, but I've called you off another phone, too. I called you all day yesterday.
And that's fine.
I called you the day before yesterday.
Okay, but I just want you to be mindful that I do have over 60 people I'm responsible for, and we have 48 to 72 hours to return phone calls. And so I just asked – for your patience, you won't always get me the same day that you call, and my supervisor is aware of that as well, that it's in our policy. So just give me a little time. I'm not ignoring you, but I don't have any updates for you either. The process is that after the assessment is done, utilization management have to make the determination. Your case is still pending. And so I'm just still waiting for their decision.
So you don't know how long it's going to be because whoever's...
I never know how long it's going to be. I never know, yeah, because I'm not the one reviewing it. I'm not the one reviewing it. That's just a different department. So that's why when Abraham was on the phone, if you remember, and I was saying, you know, it's a process, and he said, yeah, I know, Ms. Daniels, it could take up to 2 weeks. I'm not saying it will, but I'm just saying I have no control on the UM reviewers. I do know that they're short-staffed and that they're doing the best that they can. They have thousands of things that they're reviewing on a daily basis.
I know that everybody says the same thing. I'm pretty sure every coordinator has a million one clients. I understand that. But my thing is...
Well, it's even past the coordinator. I've done my part. I'm just waiting for UM to make their decision. And that, unfortunately, I can't give a time frame.
I don't know. The lady that I spoke with, she was like, I didn't hear anything by you from tomorrow at this time to call that number that I called. And she said it's another route they can go. So I don't know what that route is that she's talking about. But
neither do I. Okay. Well, I would work with her because if she knows another route, maybe she can talk to UM. But as far as what I needed to do, I've come out, I've assessed you, I've submitted your assessments, and your stuff is in a pending status. It says pending reviews UM's determination. And so if she has something else that she can do, that's fine. I'm not quite sure who you spoke to, but this is the process that we follow as service coordinators. The agency that I'm on the line with, what agency is this again?
This is Family First.
That's Family First.
Okay. I had spoken with you earlier. I not, I spoke with you maybe last week, and I spoke with Tatiana today. He had said that once you get the hours, he will make a decision as to which agency is going to go through. The service.
And I told you it doesn't work like that either. It doesn't work like that. I need to just clarify something with the agency. Once I submit the service authorization, because you called me and you left a message saying when will you receive it, and I'm letting you know that this has already been submitted, and the service authorization, once it is approved, it won't go to you. It would go to Amerabest. You mentioned that you talked to the caregiver. The caregiver made it seem like it would come to you. So I told you you needed to get the participant on the phone, because if she is changing a provider agency, I have to go in and manually change that, because right now the service authorization will not come to you. And so that could be a holdup as well, because I need to change that in the system. So, Ms. Nixon, can you please let me know if you're going with Amerabest or if you're going with this agency? If you want to go with them, that's fine.
But
I just have to change some things.
I'm not. They called me a week ago. They called my daughter. My daughter told them she doesn't know. I didn't even get my hours yet. They kept calling me and kept calling profusely. And
well, that's what they're doing to me, too.
I told them, no, thank you. I'm going with another agency, whoever the man is that called me last week. I don't know why they keep calling.
And they keep calling me as well. I mean, and that's another thing.
Because there's no reason for me to be on the phone now. If you're going with another agency, I just want to let you know.
Well, if you hang up, you're going to disconnect the call. But that's another thing. Like, my phone is ringing not only with member participants, but also with provider agencies. And so I oftentimes have to explain provider agencies and things like that. So it's just not members that the service coordinators could coordinate with on a daily basis. We have to talk to provider agencies. We have to talk to meal provider agencies. We are out investigating incidents and investigations. And so I don't want you to feel, Ms. Nixon, not saying that you are feeling this way, but you're definitely not being ignored. And I do always call my participants back within the allocated time frame, which is the 48 to 72 hours. Oftentimes you will hear from me before then. So you may not get me all the time, because I'm not always, even now I'm driving, I'm out in the field from one place to the next. And so.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, when I'm out with members, you know, just out of respect, if someone's calling, like my phone rang when I was at your house, it was a member, I wouldn't dare take the call while I'm with you, because that's your one-on-one time. So that all of that isn't explained. I don't want you to think that I'm sitting in an office and I'm ignoring your call, because 9 times out of 10, you know, I'm out in the field. But I don't have any information. I am definitely still waiting for their approval to let me know, because I will put in a request for what you're requesting. But again, these are a team of registered nurses, so they have different systems that they look in, utilization management, so they go into different type of hospital records. They do a whole different kind of audit, and then they come back and say, okay, based off the assessments and our determination, this is what we see fit for the participant. And so I'm just, you know, being patient with them. I did say if I didn't hear from them by the end of the week, I would follow up. But I also know, you know, they never get back to you. When I submit an assessment, they never get back to you the same week, because once a service coordinator leaves your home from doing the assessment, we have 5 days to submit the assessment, just because it's so much more notes that we have to type up and submit. So it is a pretty thorough and in-depth process. This is the last part of the process, which is good, but it's a number of different hands that's involved with the decision-making at this point. And so that's
pretty long, because it's been 4 months. They tell you from the door 30 days.
That's unfortunate. And you know what? The sad thing is, when we only had your file for 14 days. So when it starts at three, when it's been months, that's with Maximus. Maximus is totally different. Then once you pick a MCO, which is us, a managed care organization, then we get your file, and we have a certain amount of days to come out and do the assessment. So it has been. I saw one person, and he said, oh, I've been going through this process for 8 months, but we had just got his application. And we try our best, once we get your application, we try our best to come out and meet you within 5 business days. So I know it's been long, but But this is the end. I'm telling you now, once you will make the decision, you're in. Once you're in, you're in. It's just, you know, any day now. It's just any day now.
Wednesday. I'll give a call on Friday.
Okay, okay. Yeah, I'm hoping to hear something by then, too. I've done what I've had to do. Yeah, I'm just waiting.
I'm sorry that lady called you. That shit was irking when I heard her on the phone.
That's okay. They do it all the time, all day. And she was trying to convince me to send the authorization? How many? And I said, no, for, you know, I can't give any information without the participant being on the phone. She said, well, I talked to her daughter. And I said, well, her daughter can't make any decisions without her. I said, you have to always get an authorization from the participant. You know, you can't call me and say.
Even after I told them no, I can receive the text. I can prove it to you. I got the text in my phone. Even after I told them no, they text me 2 days later and was like, well, if you change your mind, we can offer you a higher rate. Don't stop texting the call and I keep saying no.
Yeah, it's not right, you know. I don't like it either. And some of them will do that with coordinators who are not experienced. They'll try to get you to say, she's going to go with you. Let me just send the authorization. But I don't work like that. I always need to hear it from the member, you know.
Don't tell me. I'm like, it doesn't matter whether somebody sends authorization or not. I said, my hours didn't get approved. And when they kept trying to say, it doesn't matter. No. Because y'all y'all buffer.
And you can try, like, and what you can do, you can try Mirror Best. I always say some agencies work for some people, some don't. If you ever feel that, not saying that it won't, but if you ever feel like a Mirror Best doesn't work for you, or if you feel you talk with your caregiver and she feel like, it's another agency that offers, like you saying, a higher rate, you know, have benefits. Some agencies have benefits, some don't. And you say, well, Ebony, I decided to move. I no longer want to go with a Mirror Best. I feel like this agency will be a better fit. I have the authorization to change that. The changes usually take 24 to 48 hours to go through, depending on when you let me know. If you let me know on a Thursday, the change will probably reflect the following Monday. But if you let me know early in the week, I can move your agency. That's no problem. But, you know, that's something I would need to hear directly from you, not from your caregiver saying, you know, this phone situation with you, this phone situation, I let my supervisor know the day that I returned from your place. So I said it's an issue. She told me that you probably need to call your cell phone provider company and give them my number and let them know when you call, when I try to call you, the phone isn't ringing at all. So I told her, okay, I will let you know. I will give you the advice that she told me. But on my end, she said, well, Ebony, there's nothing you can do. Like, you're trying to call her. I see that you called several times, and the phone just isn't ringing. So it's not anything. So I said, well, you know, my concern is, though, not being able to get in touch with her to give certain information. I said, you know, we did talk before I left, and she gave me authorization to reach the agency and that they can communicate, but that's like a third party. You know, we typically want to talk to the members. So she did encourage me to ask you if you could please call your cell phone provider and explain to them what's going on and give them my contact number because they might can do something behind the scene. Maybe they can see. Some people tell me, well, Ebony, when you call, your number comes up restricted, and my phone doesn't answer restricted calls. Some people, it'll go automatically to voicemail, and I've had to ask them, did you block me? And they say, no, what it is it comes up no caller ID. And they said the way their phone is set up, it automatically will voicemail. So, but yours don't ring at all. So it makes me wonder, is that the case? Like, is my number maybe coming up as no caller ID or something like that? And as a result, you're not able to it go through. But the only person that could tell you that is your cell phone company. You would have to actually provide my number to them. In the meantime, utilization management, when they make the decision, they will call you directly. So it's interesting. I'm going to be checking the system to see once they make their decision, they'll either put in there, yes, we were able to inform the member, or they'll say, no, it didn't ring, wasn't able to get, and then I'll get a notification to contact you, and then if I still can't contact you, I'll just call the agency and let them know, hey, this is how many hours Ms. Nixon was approved for. This is when utilization state of hours will start. Can you please call her and make her aware? I'll do that.
That's something. All right, well, hopefully something you hear something on Friday. And
say that again.
Hopefully you hear something on Friday. I'm trying to get it. Well, no, I'm not going to try again. I'm going to give you a call back on Friday. Most likely it'll be off my number, it'll be off my daughter's phone.
Oh, that's fine. It don't matter.
But most likely I'll give you a call around, you know, around noon Friday. Around noon Friday, good? 12 between
yeah,
12
that's good. Like. That should be fine, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I'll talk to you then. Have a nice day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, bye-bye.